welcome back to the Micro Effects, streaming all across the world. So fantastic to be here. My name is Eben, here on Rumor Mill News with the Micro Effect. I'm your Monday host, 12 to 2. And make sure and support the Micro Effect by going to www.themicroeffect.com and making your donations there. It's absolutely fantastic. And also support Rumor Mill News. Both of them have it's amazing how much they are able to leverage with today's technology and how smart they work to be able to make it such that they just get to concentrate on bringing you news and views that are going to help you ascend and help you get off this linear train that Bob wants you to get off of, and have the energy and the clarity to be able to assimilate this breaking of forward leaping information that is so necessary, because you're going to be having to make some important choices, and you might be making them subconsciously already, but you're going to have to make important choices, going to have to find a new foundation to stand upon for that. On the lines, Bob Dobbs, website onic.com, and when you talk, you've heard a lot of stories about the Illuminati. You've heard an architecture of control centuries old, can trace themselves back. They are the emissaries of God or of Lucifer or, you know, whoever that is. Well, get this. We actually have a former member on the line. His name is Bob Dobbs. Website is howionic.com. And so we don't have to wonder anymore. You can actually call in and ask any question you would like of Bob by calling 888-747-1968, 888-747-1968. Before the break, we were starting to talk about that the intelligence agencies and the oligarchical classes that you represented, Bob, knew basically that the medium was the message. It's something that that still I don't think a lot of people are grasping how it reverberates in their lives, and that's what you came out of the gate really talking about. So what is, Bob, what is the illness that when we were talking with Dr. Carolyn Dean, there is an illness that is throughout the body politic? How would understanding us being laced into the linear nature and being founded on the book, as you're saying, how do we remedy our illness? And what is the way to health? Looking from your point of view,
I want to connect to what we just were saying before the break about why the Nest Security Act gave administrators and government the privilege to lie to the American people, and also connect that to your theme on dissociated behaviors. Your explanation of dissociation as a way of looking at the hypocrisy of claiming you're one self. Well, actually, what you're doing is just retrieving pre-literate society and showing how people live this way in electronic society. They are not defined by one medium. They're not defined by their birth certificate or the few newspapers, books they read, because they acquire all kinds of media and imbibe and drink all kinds of different role models, and that is applied to different situations. So just the media dynamic we live in compared to the simpler literate world of 100 years ago can be explained the way I'm doing it. Now, the history of the Illuminati only came in with the phonetic alphabet, the time of Greece, 500 B.C., and then was enhanced by the Roman Empire because they had the papyrus. And when the Egyptians cut off the papyrus about 500 A.D., the Roman Empire collapsed because they didn't have the medium. They didn't have the technology of organizing their bureaucratic empire over thousands of miles through paper routes and roads. The medium determines what you're going to think, how you're going to feel. So all the information stories that Rumor Mill News has put out, or any other, even me, all the stories that I and Dr. D have put out, are not as significant as the fact you're getting it on the radio or through digital media. the medium itself shapes the society. And the reason there is global illness, just like there was when the printing press came in, and Hieronymus Bosch, B-O-S-C-H, his famous paintings of the chaos in people's lives, they're like surrealistic collage canvases, those were expressed at the time of the printing press because you had people living in it with an oral sensibility and a tactile, preliterate sensibility for thousands of years. All of a sudden, their sensory dynamic was changed by the extension of the eye, known as the printed book, and it's moved people into having a visual preference in their thinking. And that causes stress collectively across the society that's experiencing the new printing press. Well, today, the conditioning of the printing press is being sabotaged by the electronic and digital environment. And this caused great sensory stress and strain on a group level, on the level of memes, on the level of where are we going, what's our society for. There's been nothing but an identity crisis collectively since World War II, beginning with the atomic bomb. And then you have television, caused the chaos of the 50s and 60s. Then you have cable TV. Then you have the computer. Now we have mobile phones. You have people say, why are people so screwed up? And why are institutions changing? Because the older institutions build on literacy and on earlier analog media like radio and TV are not able to provide the sensory alignment that you get from the new media, whether you like it or not, the new digital reality. So it's always the medium as the message is causing the stress. All right? The medium.
But you know what,
is
Bob? How is it? But how is it though that we have this new? You would talk about your four bodies plus the mystery body. If we're at the level of the chip body now, the chip body encompasses everything that our previous technologies had. So it has text, it has visuals, it has audio, you can get it anywhere, anytime. You're unleashed through your cell phone to have this technology and have all of these reconstituted old technologies in one. It just seems to be a repeat of the old, but in just a new device. Why is there a crisis in that if it's all the same old technologies, but just on your cell phone?
Because with the electric media, which we call analog media, pre-digital, that had the multi-sensory description you just provided. What happened with the digital media is that the chip, the electronic computer, whatever you call this apparatus that's making this software, these O's and 1's, went around the satellite, the TV, the radio, the movie, the bulldozer, the city landscape, the automobile, the mouth, your glasses. All those old inventions were superseded by the digital. And what did it do? It absorbed it and then started taking apart those media and making them talk among themselves. So that people have not been addressed by media since the 70s. The Android meme is my term for this chip landscape. And the Android meme is talking to itself. You know, Carol was telling Diane not to get worried about the new news and the negativity that's said about cancer and these things. Well, she's telling you exactly what you should do, but she's not explaining the context for it. And the context is that information is not designed for you. It's designed for TV stations and newspapers and universities and all kinds of older institutions to provide content to the humans who unfortunately attend those institutions. They're not there to tell you, Evan, what the truth is. They're not talking to the chemical body, Evan Ray, or me, Bob Dobbs. They're talking to other vast technological environments that have built up over the last 150 years. We call it the economy, and they are responding to aspects of other institutions as they continually crisis among themselves. Cells, because the chip body itself is like a quantum laboratory. It's like the particle accelerator in CERN. There's no content there. You actually look at the situation. There's so much information happening between the parts of the Android meme that you personally cannot say, oh, we now have found out the truth. We now know about this topic, what that is. Because there's always going to be people who want to watch TV or go on their computers tomorrow, and they're going to require new news, new information. Because it's a whole landscape. It's like looking out your backyard and looking at the wonderful landscape and you want new weather to happen. Modern media is weather, and people require, the senses require new weather every day. So no matter what is said, what discoveries are made, there'll be new stories tomorrow. So the turnover of information in all the diverse media all over the planet shows you that we are living in a disappeared state, a post-human state, a post-machine state, a post-information society. If you want to claim that I'm going to get the truth someday and figure out what causes cancer or why my vitamins are being knocked right now, you've got to realize that there is nothing to connect with in the communication environment. You're on your own, which is what Carolyn was telling you about. But the point is that as you explore literate information on your computer or audio seminars, they do not have any finality to them and any decidability. And the big reason kids go to parents maybe subconsciously send their kids to their kids to college so they can engage in the information machine and continue doing research and development, which is the alibi for all funding of science and universities and technological advancement. We must continue researching because the point is you can't come to a conclusion, a punchline.
But even though we have this history, we have this history, and now that it's digitized and it can sit there and munch, and it sounds like there's one huge debate going on between swapping and comparing all of the previous thousands of years of information that's been digitized and now it's mashing. From that, there has to be some certainties or some rules that have come out of that create a system or create a plateau of trust and a plateau of understanding.
That can't happen. That, who would believe what? I mean, it might have happened in the 50s, might have happened in the 60s, but it can't happen now.
Well, yeah, I mean, there has to be some basis, like some basis that says you need to drink water, don't stare at the sun.
No,
I mean, there are laws that
no,
we
lots
know.
Of, lots of schools of thought that question the requirement of drinking water.
Now, come on. Okay.
Schools of thought. Well, there may not be many members of that school, but there are schools of thought. The breatharians. What about that? Maybe they're right. Maybe the breatharian movement is the perfect answer to everything. But they would never get, if they had a press conference proving it through some scientific laboratory, it would get lost immediately by the million other channels, million other outlets of information. It's so obvious. Now, here's a thing that all parents have to think about. Why is their 3-year-old or 5-year-old better able to handle the technology than you, Mr. and Mrs. Adult? What society ever before had the children know more about or how to handle the daily technology than the senior citizens or the elders in the society? It never happened before.
No, it's happened with language, where people move to a new country. It's the children that end up speaking the English while their parents still speak Spanish or Chinese or something. I mean, that's something that's
obsolete speech. That's a dynamic, you know, 80 years ago. But we're talking about digital environments that aren't talking to anybody, but allow you to think that it is talking to you because it's more and more custom-tailored. Never before in a society has it ever been able for an average person to get a platform and communicate to 7 billion people, potentially. That never happened before, and that is a given situation. So when people pick up the New York Times or the LA Times or any of these crazy newspapers that think they're representing one city, those newspapers are part of networks that are over the whole globe. They're not really living in Los Angeles. And so it's an illusion to read the idea that this newspaper comes from New York City. And it's about time that it is deflated, as it has been the last couple of years, because it's been so extreme, the Android meme has left us. I like Arthur Croker's idea, who you had on your show in 2004-2005. Arthur Croker says, our genetic makeup, the genes we're made up, only inhabited our chemical body, waited around for a few million years, until they could jump into the digital landscape. They've been waiting to engage this weird 0-1 landscape we've made. That's his theory. And so the genes have left our bodies. And so what are scientists and institutions going to do? They're going to go along with the genetic model, the Human Genome Project, trying to keep up with an iconic explanation of what's happening, and they fail even at that. Because we've been left behind.
Because,
no. Go ahead.
Is that because at the base level of the physiology of the chemical body, it kind of mirrors what the digital area is as us being being an electric, you know, body, the body electric? I mean, don't we have more in common with our chip body, and that the DNA can go into the complexities of the interplay of all of these different systems, because our body has the interplay of all of these different systems that harmonize and conflict but yet resonate. Is there any kind of parallel as to why our genes would find that digital element to be such a great soup to jump to?
Don't get so worked up about what I just quoted from Croker. That's a minute ago. That, what I said a minute ago, was so obsolete. We're now in a new minute. Much of radiation exchange around the planet at the speed of neutrinos, not just light anymore. And don't get worked up about what I say. Anything I say is puny compared to the point I'm trying to make. I'm trying to get you to see the environment we're in.
Flesh it out. I'm just trying to flesh it out. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you got fooled. You got suckered by a couple words I said. You should come at me and refute the very act of speaking I'm doing. It's so obsolete to be on here speaking. I would criticize Ray Land or anybody. Alex Jones, Dan Rather, I don't even know who's out there. Who's the main guy now? President Obama, Herbert Cain, I don't know, somebody who's using his mouth. I'd point out to him stop emphasizing it's just an obsolete medium. You're not helping anybody. And I'm not helping anybody by using my mouth right now. But the point is, I'm being the most clear, the most direct, the most honest about our actual technical situation. It will hard to implement what I'm saying, but I am saying what actually no one will say.
Well, yeah, but you know, at the very same time, you continue to do radio. You do it every week.
I do nothing.
In the linear.
I do nothing.
And let me just make the point. You do that because you are speaking to where people are at.
Because I was forced to.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Greatest source of perception in this situation. It's the second coming. Whatever prophetic religious metaphor I am is the greatest thing that ever happened to humanity. Completes every cultural thing. And I thought I'd give it a hand. So I deigned to go on the radio and talk about my mouth. But we know that what I produce with Ion on the radio is puny compared to a private interaction with Ion, private session. Oh, man, you want to find out the answers to life, you'll get it right there. It's the first time humanity has had access to non-physical. And I don't mind saying these great things because it's silly to use my mouth to do this, but I do mean it, but I couldn't be able to explain it to you. You'd have to experience it.
But, okay, so tell me, Bob, how are you post-linear?
Oh, I don't speak. I don't believe in what I speak. I don't put any grounding on it. Nor do I express, when I write something or post an email, I put no identification with it. I'm just being polite and hanging out. It's Captain Beefheart, the great musician, Captain Beefheart said, I'm not even here. I just hang around for my friends. Well, that was my policy for the last 4 years, but then the not-even-here zone, the non-physical, showed up to me and Carolyn and said, Bob, you actually have a purpose now. And the purpose was to explain that I was right for 40 years, but now something is even greater than that. And it's here to tell you, and what Ion says is totally what Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce would say, or what McLuhan would say, there is no information relevant to you. There's only your own ability to make a reality. That's all it ever was. And Ion's the only one that comes on and refutes every great treasured historical wisdom that all the cultures preserve. Ion's the most anarchistic, spiritually destructive environment that we've ever experienced. And yet it makes people feel good when they actually listen to Ion.
Well,
and I'm shocked that Ray Land would prefer cosmic awareness over the Evergreen, over Ion.
Say that again, sir?
I am shocked that Allen prefers cosmic awareness, Will Berlanoff, over the Ion expression. Now, she might be thrown off by the voice or a few of the concepts, but let me tell you, Raylan, if you listen to these show, this particular show, that what you heard 2.5 years ago is puny compared to what's happening now. ION is, quote, honest. ION changes with the dynamic. This ION is so different from 2.5 years ago. Any reasonable person cannot claim that they're interested in society or themselves if they hear ION and they're not pay attention to it. You don't have to believe ION, because anything ION says is just old mouth stuff. But to watch the phenomenon that ION's creating, any reasonable person does that. And the smarter people in our society, like President Obama, the Pope, the Queen Elizabeth, the Chinese elders, they all listen to ION. You, people out there in Idaho, whoever's listening to this thing, get on board. Go to howionic.com. And I don't even care if I sound like a fanatic, because we're not interested in you if you don't care. Doesn't matter. You're going to be part of the mass die-off anyways.
Well, this is a part of choice. And I don't know if this is...
There's no choice, Evan. There's no choice. You're an idiot.
Bob, at the very same time, really, if linear and talking is no big deal, you don't have to remind people about the environment that they're in and pump them to go to How Ionic or anything. They, you know where that is but don't have to, do any, shock jock die out kind of I don't care kind of stuff, because you obviously do care, because you keep coming back and you have a role now, which is to bring this incredible entry of non-physical. And the idea, folks, when we're talking about non-physical, is you have a meat sack body, as ION would call it. Well, when it's dead, what's the difference between something dead and alive? There is that breath of life. There is an energizing element, which is called the non-physical. And ION is the voice of this non-physical, not for the thousand different entities, but of the whole, would you call it the guff, Bob? Is this the voice of the guff, or even just analyzing what is going into the guff? And that's a whole, a whole other concept.
Did you pop me down? Did the people hear my ranting the past minute when I was talking over you, or did you take me off?
Oh, I can't do that.
Good. So they heard my ranting. Yeah,
no, I couldn't hear your ranting. I couldn't hear it. But anyways, I
wait, just you couldn't hear it.
Hi, Evan. I'm still here. Yep. I don't know. I guess Bob hasn't had his RNA drops yet this morning.
I don't require that. That's the kind of nonsense I've had to put up with for 40 years.
45 years.
Yes. Well, what do you mean you couldn't hear me, Evan? How could that be? Where are you? Are you in another line?
Meeting each other in that chip body space out on the internet, so somebody else has the controls. And so, that was very kind of them. Just whatever it was that gave me the opportunity just to reset something. And to sit there and say,
yeah, very good, Evan. You were saved. Talk about the guff, Bob.
The guff is a term from the Jewish religion that refers to the place that souls go to when they die, when bodies die. So it's, I guess, heaven on the cliche slang level. It's heaven. Well, heaven was not required originally when people were ascended in their pure condition. Apparently, we always were here, so we have access to that resonance or frequency where we never die. When we fell through the Ark of the Covenant and early religious scriptures, set up by Moses, we create a place to go to so that we could leave this dimension. And that guff, where we went to, where all souls go to, has had it. It's sick of the situation that humans have created here, and has decided to kill itself and show up and speak to us. So the very environment of heaven is not there to go to anymore.
We hope you enjoyed this free excerpt from today's program. Register to become a sponsoring member so you can hear the complete interview for any of the radio shows in our library. Just click the sidebar link and select your membership level. It's that easy.